Welcome to Family Matters, a daily look inside the real world of parents and their children. I'm your host, Paul Kendall. This week in the Kendall home is the last week before we take our daughter Renee to college, and it's drumming up all kinds of thoughts and emotions. So I'm dedicating this week to Renee, and I'm being totally transparent about this difficult time in our lives, hoping that many of you will glean some insights from it. Without a doubt, my daughter Renee is the most godly person I know. Now, I know you're thinking it's just because I'm her dad, but those of you that know her would probably say the same thing. Sometimes I joke around and say, if I didn't know that Jesus had already been born, I'd swear that Renee could birth the Messiah. She's just that good. We've never had any serious trouble from Renee. Somehow she's been able to avoid the boy craze and all the problems associated with promiscuity. Now, I'm not just bragging about my daughter, but I want to tell you about Renee so that you parents can know that it is possible to have a child who lives in purity. And you young girls can know that it really is possible to live a godly life. Needless to say, our society is degrading by leaps and bounds with every passing generation, and the effect is especially evident in the lives of our young women. Culture tells them that they must be a certain size and wear a certain style of clothes in order to be accepted. Think about it. Boys still wear pants and a shirt, but girls? They're not wearing much at all these days. Okay, I know what some of you are wanting to ask right now. Paul, what's your secret for raising such a good girl? Well, if I had to sum it up in a word, I'd say relationship. Renee enjoys a very close relationship with Evie and I, one that allows for openness and honesty, trust and support. For all of her life, Renee has known that she could always come to us with anything, and we would be there for her. Another strong relationship Renee enjoys is the one that she has with her Heavenly Father, and the combination of the two has produced a very godly woman. I encourage those of you with daughters, especially those of you with infant daughters, to develop a strong bond and relationship with them. Don't let a day go by that they don't feel your love, and I assure you, one day you will tell your own story of a daughter's purity. That's Family Matters. I'm Paul Kendall.
For more Family Matters, log on to ZionTabernacle.com.